I'd like to get back to a poem. It's the one called Alabama Parable on page 41. And yeah, before you start reading, could you just tell me a little bit, you know, this is a story that you've probably known for a really long time that's traveled in your family. And so I want to know, like, what crystallized this story into, you know, you wanting to write a poem about it?
I think Black people, we grow up being told stories, you know, because, like, you know, we have a history that is not written down historically.
Yeah.
Our histories have been refused, right? So, like, it is part of, like, our DNA and our culture for oral storytelling. And that also means that, like, stories are being repeated constantly, right? And so in each generation's job is to find something different to do with it. And, like, I think that we're passing down stories until the person shows up who can put it someplace permanently. My father, as a visual artist, was able to do that in paint and, like, in art. And like, as a writer, I feel obligated to write the story that shows we survived and just to show the image of just, like, what women had to do to make it, you know? And I think that, like, it is so complicated to have been a Black woman of my grandmother's time, you know, to know how vicious and how violent this country is to everything you love. And to also know that, like, some of the people that hurt you, you must always be asking yourself, like, where is their violence coming from? And just, like, you know, my grandmother absorbed as much violence as she could on her behalf, on the behalf of the people in her life that she loved, her children. My grandmother had a fourth grade education, not by choice, but because she had to go literally sharecrop with her own mother. And then she did domestic work, being underpaid, no social security, no retirement, no health insurance. And yet she built a life on that. She, like, was able to raise children on that. And, like, me and my sister have, like, lives she, like, could not imagine, which I think is part of the dream, you know? But my grandmother was, like, the sweetest woman. Like, she was old by the time I came around, you know, obviously she's a grandmother. But, like, you look at a woman that sweet, you're just like, it's almost so hard to imagine, like, the strength she would have needed. You can't even guess that someone could be that strong, you know? But also, like, being strong still doesn't mean that everyone still doesn't get hurt.